بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 57th session of Understand Quran, in which we will cover some more verbs. We start with Hadith. Haritha bin Wahb radiallahu anh reported, I heard Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, shall I not inform you about the people of Jannah? It is every person who is modest and humble before Allah, a person who is accounted weak and is looked down upon. But if he adjures Allah, Allah will certainly give him what he desires. Now, shall I not inform you about the inmates of hell? It is every violent, impertinent and proud man. This is reported by Bukhari and Muslim. We come to the verbs that we have been covering. Please remember that we have covered Fataha, Nasara, Daraba, Sami'a, Dalla, the verbs with, so these are the four patterns of the trilateral verbs, Babs Fataha, Bab Nasara, Fataha Yaftahu, Nasara Yansuru, Daraba Yadribu, Sami'a yasma'u, and then afterwards all the rest of them fall on the in along these four patterns. There are six, but four are common. And then dalla is the type where of the three root letters, two are the same, like dalla, vanna. We have covered those types also. Then next three, wajada, qala and da'a, are those type of verbs where the last letter of the three root letters is a weak verb. And we covered wajada, qala and da'a, all these types. The last one is there, amara. Amara, where one of the root letters is hamza. Okay? And that's what we will be covering now. I can record this. The difference between hamza and alif is, alif without any vowels, without any sign, is hamza. Sorry, is alif. With the sign, with fatha, kasra, dhamma, and tanween, that is two zabar, two zair, and two double pesh, and sukoon, all these, when you apply any of these, it becomes alif. It becomes hamza. Why I'm confusing? It becomes hamza. When you apply, let me repeat. Alif is alif when no sign is placed above or below it. As soon as you place fatha, kasra, dhamma, or two fatha, two kasra, double fatha, double kasra, double dhamma, or sukoon, it becomes hamza. Okay? And it is written on alif or it is written on the line also. There are different ways of and rules of writing hamza. Okay, so we have amara as our reference. Amara is to command. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Allah commands you to be just and do ihsan and give to the relatives. So amara, and as an exercise, I will complete this table. Amara, amaru, amarta, amartum, amartu, amarna, ya'muru, ya'muruna, ta'muru, ta'muruna, amuru, na'muru, mur, muru, la ta'mur, la ta'muru, amir, ma'mur, amr. But out of all these forms, we stick to six forms, which is amara, ya'muru, mur, amir, ma'mur, amr. And of course, you know, if you know amara, you can make amarats. And hiya ta'muru. Anta ta'muru, hiya ta'muru. Sa'ala. Sa'ala is to ask. Su'al. Okay. It is su'al actually. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral makhriji wa khayral mawliji wa khayral makhriji. Or when you get out of masjid, you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Wallah, I ask you of your fadl. Sa'ala. Yas'alu. Is'al. And sal is also true. Is'al, sa'il, mas'ul, su'al. Sa'ala, yas'alu, is'al. Sa'il, mas'ul, su'al. Akhada. Akhada is to take, to catch. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Okay? Sina, which is, what is sina? Slumber. Sleep or slumber or sleep does not overtake him. Akhada. Ya'khudhu. Khudh. Akhidh. Ma'khudh. Akhdh. Akhada. Ya'khudhu. Khudh. Akhidh. Ma'khudh. Akhdh. Akala. Akala is to eat. Faja'alahum ka'asfim ma'akul. Thus he made them like the straw which is eaten. Like eaten straw. Akala. Ya'kulu. Kul. Akil. Ma'kul. Akl. Akala. Ya'kulu. Kul. Akil. Ma'kul. Akl. Ra'a means to see. Ara'ayta alladhi yukadhibu. Or alam tara kayfa fa'ala. Ra'a. Yara. Ra. See here. Al-Hamza is there, Ya is there. So both are gone. Ra. Ra'in. Mar'i. Ra'yun. Ra'a. Yara. Ra. Ra'in. Mar'i. Ra'yun. Ra'i. Okay. Ata. Ata is to come. Not a'ata. Ata. Ata is to give. Ata is to give. Ata is to come. Ata is to give. Okay. Ata is to come. Hal ataka hadithul ghashiya. That is atu zakah. Okay. This is ataka. Has the news of ghashiya come to you? So ata, yati, iti, atin, ma'ti, itian. Ata. Ya'ti, iti, atin, ma'ti, itiyan. Next is sha'a. Sha'a means, inshallah. To will, to wish. Okay, if Allah wills, inshallah. Sha'a, yasha'u, sha', sha'in, mashiy, mashiyya. Sha'a. Yasha'u, sha', sha'in, mashiy, mashiyya. Ja'a, ja'a means to come. Idha ja'a Nasrullah. Okay. Ja'a, yaji'u, ji', ja'in, dash, maji'. Ja'a, yaji', yaji'u. Ji, ja'in, dash, maji. Ajara, ajara means to reward, to remunerate. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Okay, ajara, ya'juru, ujur, ajir, ma'jur, ajr. You see, whenever two hamza mix, then it becomes a mud. Like, ajir, it will not be ajir, it will be ajir. Sorry, ajir. It will not be ujur, it will be ujur. It will not be iti, it will be iti. Okay. Ajara, ya'juru, ujur, ajir, ma'jur, ajr. These are, you know, rough rules, just to remember. Ajr, you know, may Allah give you ajr. Yeah, reward. Adina. Adina means to permit. Okay? To allow. Man dha alladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni. Who is the one who can intercede near him except with his permission? Adina. Ya'danu. Idhan. Adin. Ma'dhun. Idhn. Adina. Ya'danu. Idhan. Adin. Ma'dhun. Idhn. Bada'a. Bada'a means to start, to begin. Nabda'u dars al-yawm. You know, we start today's lesson. That was the example we gave. Bada'a. Yabda'u. Ibda'. Badi'. Mabdu'. Bad. Bada'a. Yabda'u. Ibda'. Badi'. مبدوء بدء. Bara'a. Bara'a is to bring into being, to invent. Wallahu al-Khaliq al-Bari'u al-Musawwir. Bara'a. Yabra'u. Ibra'. Bari'. Mabru'. Bar'. Bara'a. Yabra'u. Ibra'. Bari'. Mabru'. Bar'. These were the verbs in which Hamza was involved, and with this we complete this sheet of triliteral verbs. We have completed almost all important forms of triliteral verbs, alhamdulillah. And remember that all of these forms are important because each one of these forms have come hundreds of times in the Quran. That's why we cannot neglect. Just by remembering fa'ala will not help. You know, if you remember just fa'ala table, it will not help. And we have learnt it smoothly. You know, in each class we have learnt new type of or different styles or different abwab or chapters of fa'ala. Now we start mazid fi af'al thulathi mazid fi thulathi mazid fi verbs. That is, what is mazid fi? Mazid means in which a letter is extra. Mazid is the one which has more. Fihi, in it. Mazid fi, just remember this terminology so it is easy to refer to. Mazid fi. So, instead of three letters like fa'ala, it will be fa'ala, fa'ala, istaf'ala. So, some letters are added. Mazid fi. Extra in it. Extra in it. So, af'al, mazid fi. So, we'll do, as you know, the basic form, the first type was fa'ala, yaf'alu, if'al, fa'il, maf'ul, fa'al. And from then on, second one is fa'ala, third one is fa'ala, fourth one is af'ala, and we go on. And this is the table of mazid fi. Fa'ala, 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 af'ala, tafa'ala, tafa'ala, if'ala, if'ta'ala, and the tenth one is istaf'ala. We have skipped ninth one, if'ala, which is not used frequently in the Quran. It is very sparingly, very few times it has come. So we just skip it. For us, these nine forms are enough. Actually, eight forms, because first one is fa'ala. You know that we have covered it. So let us start with the second one, which is sabbaha. Sabbaha, that was our reference. So let us practice the structure first. Fa'ala, fa'alu. Fa'alta, fa'altum. فعلتُ فعلنا يفعلُ يفعلون تفعلُ تفعلون أفعلُ نفعلُ فعل فعلُ لا تفعل لا تفعلُ مفعل مفعل تفعيل. How was I showing? فعل فعلُ لا تفعل لا تفعلُ مفعل مفعل تفعيل. Okay, sabbaha was our example. Sabbaha is to glorify, to praise, to say subhanallah. Fasabbih bihamdu rabbika wastaghfir. Let us complete just one, complete table for just one verb. Sabbaha, sabbahu. Sabbahta, sabbahtum. Sabbahtu, sabbahna. Yusabbihu, yusabbihuna. Tusabbihu, tusabbihuna. Usabbihu, nusabbihu. Sabbih, sabbihu. La tusabbih. لا تسبحوا مسبح مسبح تسبيح. Okay, but now we will restrict to six forms only. سبح يسبح سبح مسبح مسبح تسبيح. And all those six forms are given in this sheet. سخر سخر is to bring under control. سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين. When you travel, when you ride, you say this prayer, that glory be to the one who has brought this under our control. سخر يسخر سخر مسخر مسخر تسخير. سخر يسخر سخر مسخر مسخر تسخير. عذب عذب is to punish, to torment. فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. He will forgive the one who wills, who he wills, and punish the one who he wills. Okay, عَذَّبَ يُعَذِّبُ عَذِّبْ مُعَذِّبْ مُعَذَّبْ تَعْذِيبُ عذبه يعذبه عذبه معذبه معذبه تعذيب. إنه علم is to teach. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلم الرحمن علم القرآن. الرحمن has taught us the Quran. علم يعلم علم معلم معلم تعليم. علم يعلم علم معلم معلم تعليم. قدم إنه قدم is to send forward. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let each soul look as to what it has sent forward for tomorrow in terms of good deeds. So قَدَّمَ is to send forward. قَدَّمَ يُقَدِّمُ قَدِّمْ مُقَدِّمْ مُقَدَّمْ تَقْدِيمْ قَدَّمَ يُقَدِّمُ قَدِّمْ مُقَدِّمْ مُقَدَّمْ تقديم. كذب كذب is to deny, to accuse someone of falsehood. You know, كذب is to lie. If I say, you know, if somebody says he's a prophet, and if he's not a prophet, then he has lied. But somebody says he's a prophet and he's a true prophet, and somebody another one comes and say I don't accept you as a prophet, then he has كذب, denied, accused the true prophet of falsehood. That is كذب. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that deen will be there, judgment will be there, and he says, no, I don't believe in it. So it is كذب. Accuse someone else of falsehood. كذب يكذب كذب مكذب مكذب تكذيب. كذب يكذب كذب مكذب مكذب تكذيب. نزل نزل is to bring down. نزل is to come down. نزل is to bring down. أنزل is to bring down. ونزلنا من السماء ماء مباركا. And we have sent down from the sky blessed water. نزل is to send down. نزل is to come down. نزل ينزل نزل منزل منزل تنزيل. نزل ينزل نزل منزل منزل تنزيل. These were the verbs which have come many times in the Quran, but we have some more alhamdulillah which have come in the part. Say حملا. حملا is to burden someone. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Oh our Lord, do not burden us what we don't have طاقة to bear. Okay. حمل يحمل حمل محمل محمل تحميل. حمل يحمل حمل محمل محمل تحميل. صلى صلى means pray. Okay. ولك نصلي ونسجد. And also to send blessing. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Depends on the context. Salla, yusalli, salli, musalli, musalla, tasliya. This is, because there is ya there, so you will see all these forms where we'll have these kind of things. Tasliya. Labba, talbiya. Anyway. Salla, yusalli, salli, musalli, musalla, tasliya. Sawara, sawara is to shape, to fashion, tasweer, And huwa Allahul khaliqul bari'ul musawwir. Wallahu al-khaliqul bari'ul musawwir. Sawara, yusawwiru, sawwir, musawwir, musawwar, tasweer, tasweer. Sabbaha is tasbih. تصوير صور يصور صور مصور مصور تصوير. ضلل ضلل means to lead astray. ضلل is to go astray. ضلل is to make someone go astray, to mislead. ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. Go astray. Okay. ضلل يضلل ضلل مضلل مضلل تضليل ضلل يضلل ضلل مضلل مضلل تضليل عدد عدد يستو الذي جمع ماله وعدد count who has collected wealth and counted and that's so you see in context it's easy to remember عدد يعدد عدد معدد معدد تعديد عدد يعدد عدد معدد معدد تعديد فرق فرق means to make distinction لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله we do not make any distinction between any of his messengers فرق يفرق فرق مفرق مفرق تفريق فرق يفرق فرق مفرق مفرق تفريق قطع قطع يسو قد وقطعنا أيديهن they cut their hands when they saw يوسف عليه السلام قطع يقطع قطع مقطع مقطع تقطيع okay قطع يقطع قطع مقطع مقطع تقطيع كلف كلف is to burden to compel لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها الله does not burden a soul except to his capacity what it can bear كلف يكلف كلف مكلف مكلف تكليف كلف يكلف كلف مكلف مكلف تكليف now we have مدد مدد is to extend to stretch out okay from مد you know مد you know the مد in the Quran you stretch alif lam mim so remember that مد مدد is to extend to stretch out في عمد ممدد in the stretched out columns extended columns مدد يمدد مدد ممدد ممدد تمديد مدد يمدد مدد ممدد ممدد تمديد with this we have covered those verbs which have which come at the pattern of فعل with this we conclude here may Allah give us tawfiq to understand to practice Quran and please remember again I remind that don't take these tables as something of a burden because once you practice it's only one you know if you practice once inshallah you will become expert in it just go it 2-3 times and inshallah they will become smooth and once you know that you will be so happy any verb that comes in this pattern inshallah will be familiar to you subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk